An infographic is a powerful tool that can help explain something. Infographics present information visually and in an entertaining way. This can help watchers, listeners, and readers understand the subject of interest. You can use infographics on social media, in presentations, or just for fun. BitRebels.com says the human brain absorbs ideas presented in infographics 3 times faster than ideas presented in simple text. The easiest way to create infographics is to start with a template you can fill with facts. With most infographic templates, you can add images, icons, and also backgrounds. Infographic websites offer free templates and tools to help you create. Just pick the template you want, then drag and drop items onto the infographic. Many of these sites let you add your own images from a computer. Type in text, choose fonts and colors, then save your infographic and/or share it on social media. These sites make creating infographics easy and free.
PictoChart is a website filled with infographic, presentation, poster, and report templates. Register for an account and get started by choosing an infographic template. The free service gives a limited number of templates. Users can pay for more templates and other help, such as the ability to save in PDF format. PictoChart has a helpful infographic tips page to guide you through creating infographics. An infographic on PictoChart shows free tools to create your own infographic.
Canva is a free design website to create infographics, social media cover images, invitations, posters, cards, and more. Head to the site, register for an account, and click Create a Design. Choose Infographic to find free templates. After choosing one, add background designs, images, text, charts, and more. Use Canva's free photos or upload your own. Many of Canva's elements are free, though some cost about $1. Canva also has a free app for iPhone and iPad to create infographics on the go.
Vengage is another website that gives free tools to create infographics, reports, posters, and social media posts. Sign up for Vengage and choose which type of infographic you want to create, such as process, timeline, comparison, or charts. The templates are organized by level of difficulty: beginner, intermediate, or advanced. Some of the templates are only available for sale. Vengage lets you include charts and their maps for free infographics. Users can create up to 5 infographics with Vengage for free.
VizMe lets you search for templates by keyword. Sign up for an account and search by format, such as comparison, or by subject, such as education. You can also view different templates to choose one that works best for you. Some of the templates are for sale only. A video on YouTube shows how to use VisMe. A very interesting feature of VisMe infographics is that you can animate parts of the design. For example, you can make text move in a wave. VisMe lets you create interactive maps you can use in the infographic. You can also add a YouTube video to your infographic. You can even add music to your infographic with free tunes from VisMe. When you are finished with your VisMe infographic, you can keep it to yourself, publish it, or lock it with a password you can share. You must pay to use the shared password service. VisMe lets you make up to 3 projects with a free account.
Easily has many free templates to use for infographics. Sign up for a free account and choose a template to get started. Select a background and add text, shapes, charts, and objects to your infographic. Add images from Easily or upload your own. You can add a YouTube video into your infographic. The video from Easily shows how to create an infographic using their site. I'm Dorothy Gundy.
And I'm Brian Lynn.